With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's busy. We welcome in Dave Zastadil. Find him on Twitter at Zasty9. His team had lost a bad game. OU lost against Duquesne. Duquesne doesn't even have like a full football stadium.
I know. They lost to Syracuse.
Get Frank Solich back right now.
What in the world? You know, it all started when you let Joe Burrow get away.
Yep. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
You're doing wonderful. All right.
Yeah, the Ohio Bobcats game hurt a little bit.
Did it hurt worse than the Browns game?
Oh, no. That one stung. That was a tough night's sleep for sure.
Dave Zastadil's a good man, close personal friend of the show. You saw the Jamie Gillen play. Is that unacceptable, indefensible, unforgivable? What are you thinking?
It's not unforgivable. I mean, that was just a tough play. That's a play that you probably won't ever see again. You know, for a punter to drop the ball, it's very, very rare. I think in that situation, you know, obviously he picked the ball up and he ran. He's a former Aussie rules rugby type guy. He tried to do what he thought was his best attribute, and that was run the ball. You know, it was just a very, very unfortunate play, a very unfortunate timing of the play. And, you know, as special teamers, we have a job to do, and I know Jamie pretty well. And I guarantee nobody feels as bad as he does. But it was just an unfortunate time in play.
Boy, you said it makes it so interesting that he has been somebody who probably thinks, that rugby style, it's kind of ingrained. I think I can run. And yet the two times we've ever seen him try to run, it has not worked out. The opener last year and the opener this year. And so I chalk it up as just dumb luck. But fans are irate today. And the way that Mike Prefer talks about special teams, where for field goal kickers, it's kick to kick whether or not you're going to have a job. Doesn't seem like that's the case. Doesn't seem like the punter's job's in jeopardy.
No, I don't think so. We as specialists, you know, we spend a lot of time in the meeting room. We watch a lot of film as well. And so the first thing is, you know, as a punter sitting back there, is that you want to make sure you have the right guys on the field. You have 11 guys in the field. The personal protector, that's his job as well. But as a punter, you're sitting back there, and you can tell right off the bat if you have all your guys. Number two is you check. What kind of return are they running? Are they doubling the gunners on the outside? If they're going to do that, then you know they're setting up for a return, so you're most likely not getting a lot of pressure. If they're going to creep a guy in, you know they're going to try to rush you off one side, try to force you to punt the direction you don't want to go, most likely because of where you're on the field and where the wind's blowing. And the second thing is that they bring an eight-man front, they're signaling the gunners, they're bringing pressure. So I didn't go back and watch the play to see what that was. It looked like there was an opportunity to pick up the ball and punt it. But like I said, guys, that's such a unique situation. You don't practice that at the practice field. You don't sit there and say, hey, if we drop the ball, hey, let's practice what we're going to do with it, because as professionals, our job is to catch it and punt it. I think it's a one-off. I think he feels as bad as anybody. He's an excellent punter. I'm really kind of frustrated at the fans, because it's like, hey, we're all in this together. And I saw some of the comments about the Scottish Hammer, online. And I'm like, guys, for a couple of years now, this guy's been one of the best punters in the league in some really, really bad weather. And for the next 16 games, you're going to really need his efficiency in the red, punting inside the 20. You're going to need his strong leg to punt it out. And you can't judge a guy in one play. I mean, you could still go 16-0. Moving forward, but you're going to learn from this experience. And I think that's as Clevelanders, we got to get behind him and support him.
Dave Zastadil, join us on the hotline. I want you to go over that and really help people understand, because as a town, we're not out there as Browns fans, breaking down punters. We don't really know if grass is greener on the other side. We think that's the case always with kickers. And I covered a game over the weekend where a punter is averaging 47 yards a punt. It's not just as easy as who punts the ball the furthest, right, Dave?
Right, yeah. It's about efficiency. You got to be able to put the defense in a good position. And, you know, Jamie's one of the best guys in the league at pooch punting. You know, he has a background that's what he did growing up. And, you know, the pooch punt of the end over end started in 95 with a guy named Darren Bennett, came over from Aussie Rules, and guys started to pick up on him because they realized how efficient that was. And, you know, Jamie's been doing this his whole life. It's just now American football. And I think, you know, with someone like him, he's still a young player. There's no question him and Coach Prefer watched the film, saw that, hey, there's an opportunity to punt the ball. Hey, we don't have to pick it up and run directly right. If anything, run to your strong-legged side so you can get the ball off. And he's going to learn from this. And it's no difference than, you know, in my opinion, watching that football game, there was a handful of plays that could have, you know, that could have resulted in a different, you know, ending. That was a very unfortunate one. It was a very important one, and there's no excuse for it. But at the same time, it's something you're going to learn from. But you have a really good punter, and I think that's one thing that I want to stress on this call is he's a very good punter, and you're going to need him as the season goes on, especially in the cold.
So do you find my commentary on Jamie Gillen yesterday to be unfair?
Say yes.
No, I mean, listen.
Say yes,
it's
Dave.
It's our job to catch the ball, and it's our job to punt the ball. That's our job. We get paid a ton of money, a lot of money, to do that. And he did not do that in that instance. And listen, I mean, that's, I'm not a coach, I'm not a GM, but at the same time, you're going to have a bad punt during the year. It's going to happen. You punt maybe 80 to 100 times a year. And now with 17 games, that might even be higher. With a good offense, it might be a little bit lower than that, but there's going to be more times than not where he's going to put that defense on the 5-yard line multiple times in a game, and it's going to help the outcome of the game. So can he do that again? Absolutely not. If he shows signs that, hey, that's something that's getting him some mental problems, he's not punting well, well, now you got a decision to make. But I think it was a one-off. I think he's an excellent punter. And I think, you know, we have high expectations this season, so we're going to minimize and criticize every little thing because we have expectations of a Super Bowl. So it happened. It was unfortunate. And, you know, he owns up to it, and we'll move on.
Dave Zastel joining us on the hotline. Let's talk about punting for a high-octane offensive team, meaning, you know, we've seen punters. I watch college football. Ohio State has a punter, and sometimes you don't see him for 3 weeks. What is that going to be like for Jamie on this team, knowing that you're not exactly going to get a chance to be in the old Tom Tupa rhythm?
Yeah, well, I can relate a little bit on what that rhythm's like as well. But no, to be fair and be serious, you know, Jamie, the long snapper, usually there's a, you know, equipment staff member that's throwing him balls on the sideline. You have to be ready all game long. That's just our job. That is what we get paid to do. And, you know, that's what he does. It's just one of those unfortunate things that he made a bad error in a critical time of the game. And hey, listen, he's going to take heat for it. But here's the thing. When Wednesday comes to practice as a football team, the head coach always brings us together in a team meeting room. Hey, that game's behind us. You know, we're focused now on the Houston Texans. We're now focused on the next opponent. And so, you know, that is just something that he has as a professional, as a young guy, to learn to put that behind him. And mentally, he can't let that affect him again. And the Jamie Gillen, I know, he's a pretty tough mental guy. He's a big physical guy. I think he's going to be just fine.
Dave Zastel with us on the show. Did you see the pick by Baker at the end of the game?
I did.
Did you think that he was trying to throw the ball away, or was he trying to throw it to
Harrison Bryant? Dave turned the game off on the fourth quarter rally as they're trying to go in for a score. You know what? I've had enough of this. I've been thoroughly entertained.
I just want to make sure he did.
I don't know, Ken. I mean, it's one of those plays that it looks like from, you know, when you're watching, it looks like he was trying to get it to the receiver. But then as you watch the replay, it looks like obviously his throw was altered. So I just don't know. I think, you know, if he's telling the guys and Stefanski's telling the guys in the media that he was trying to throw it away, we got to just believe him. I thought there was some key areas in the game, though, right before half. Not the fun play that we all saw go about 80 yards, but the drive before that. You know, we were inside the 40, around the 40, and, you know, things broke down. And I was sitting there with my neighbor, and I said, if they can get some points on the board before half and go up 30-10 or even at the time 25-10, you know, this is such a critical drive. And after the game, you know, at the end of the game, you know, did that come back and haunt him? And I think those are the decisions and the comments that, you know, as a coaching staff and as players, we focus on in the film room. Hey, guys, look at this opportunity. If we could have just done this, we're up 30-10 at half. You know, and I think that's part of the learning process in the first game where a lot of these starters don't have a lot of experience in preseason. So, you know, there's a lot of positives of the game that you can learn from the tape. And I know it's a pretty rhetorical comment, but that tape does help a lot.
All right, obviously, so many other things to talk about around the NFL. I had so many other questions for you, so we'll get to what's important most. When you think Scott Player and the one-bar face mask, what comes to mind?
Scott Player was, he was such a good guy. Even though he came in and was trying to take my position, it was so hard not to like him. He was a true professional.
Could have poked him in the eye. There's nothing he could have done.
he would just move that bar up and down, and it just was like, you know, gosh, I mean, I didn't know they allowed that anymore. He was grandfathered in, I guess, but he was a good guy, and it was kind of a pleasure to play with him. But there's no way that you'd see me out there with one bar face mask, especially in today's game.
You're such a nice guy, Dave. Damn it, you are so nice, Dave. Thank you very much for the time, buddy. Hopefully. It's weird. I hope I don't have to talk to you again for the rest of the year because that probably means something bad happened with special teams. So,
well, hey, listen, I'm 43, going on 44. You know, I can start stretching and getting looser. I think I could get a game in if they need it.
Well, we might. Oh God, we might need to call on you. We'll figure out how it's gonna go, man. All right, Dave. Thank you for the
time.
You
know me. I'm just joking, man. Hey guys, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on, Dave. We appreciate it, buddy. Dave Zastadil joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter at Zasty9. One of the local pillars of our community. He just went into the Bay Hall of Fame, right? A couple weeks ago?
Believe so.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
How's he just in the Bay Village High School Athletic Hall of Fame?
I don't know. They've got his jersey hanging up, three or four of them hanging up there by the gym.
Congratulations on all his success.
How many of his jerseys do they have hanging
I believe he's got three of them up there, yeah.
Lord almighty. All right, 216-578-0092. There's a vicious debate going on about Baker and 9 o'clock. Who ordered the code red on OBJ? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.